Proclamation number 8603, dated the September 1st, 1963. The Atheist's Fate. It is the adversary's greatest triumph if he totally dissuades a person from having faith in a God who brought the world into existence and also created himself. Then he will have achieved what he wanted, to displace God completely from the human being's thoughts. Then he need no longer fear to lose him. Yet a person who completely denies a God is generally also an unkind person in life, therefore the adversary is able to influence him, while a person with just a spark of love left can still gain the realization that a spiritually tangible power exists which determines his destiny and on which he is dependent. The former, however, is wholeheartedly attached to the world. Nothing else exists for him apart from this earthly world, and he believes that he will cease to exist and return into nothingness again after his physical death. As a result, he will take whatever earthly life offers him. And although such a person can possess sharp intellect, he will be misguided by God's adversary. He will even arrogate himself to quote substantiations which intend to shatter the belief in a God. He will try to explain that all creations arose from a natural power. However, he will refuse to accept the fact that this natural power must be an intelligent being in possession of will, and his thinking will continue to be wrong and confused as long as he fails to kindle a small light within himself through kind-hearted actions, which, however, are completely unknown to him. Thus he will still be totally enchained by the adversary. And therefore an atheist will almost certainly approach a renewed banishment, for he will completely fail in his last decision on earth. He will still be as opposed to God as he was when he apostatized from God. He will belong to the adversary and in the end will also have to share his fate. Such a person cannot be intellectually enlightened either because he does not want to believe and will therefore also dismiss all spiritual knowledge as imagination and fantasy. Trying to convey spiritual knowledge to this person would be entirely futile, for God's adversary is his Lord and he will never allow him to become enlightened. He will always keep him in profound darkness and let the world's deceptive lights appear the more brightly to him, so that the person will be totally incapable of accepting spiritual knowledge. The adversary will have taken complete possession of him and will no longer let go of him either. But in earthly life it is only important that the once fallen original spirit will now acknowledge God in the stage of a human being, that his original sin will be taken from him, which can only happen through Jesus Christ, whom he must acknowledge and whose act of salvation he has to profess. Then he will also acknowledge God himself who, in Jesus, accomplished the act of atonement for his original sin. But for as long as the human being lives his earthly life entirely without faith, he will remain burdened by his guilt and will never ever be able to enter the spiritual kingdom but will have to endure the process of development through the creations of earth in horrendous pain for an infinitely long time again. For even in the kingdom of the beyond it will not be possible to change an atheist's mind and to persuade him to surrender his resistance to God because, like on earth, he remains closed to all instructions, and he cannot be enlightened against his will. However, were only a person on earth who believes himself to be unable to have faith seriously interested in knowing the truth as to whether a spiritually tangible God and Creator exists, then the efforts would truly not be in vain, for then he would keep thinking about it and also achieve a different result by intellectual means, for enough evidence exists within creation which could change his mind. But even such people will time and again receive blessings, time and again they will be given small gestures of support, For God's love also pursues these people and tries to win them over for himself. Time and again he offers his hand to them, which they need only take hold of, so that they would subsequently be able to release themselves from the adversary's control. Nevertheless, his will shall never be forced, and therefore the person determines his own future fate and will have to take the path across earth in a constrained state again, because this complies with the law of eternal order. Amen.